he always played guitar with his banjo finger picks on, because he swapped instruments quite a bit, and he sort of did the old Lester Flatt type style, or Merle Travis style picking, actually, with his thumb, and he plays everything very heavily and with a sort of like an excessive amount of energy, and he's absolutely fun to watch. And as you heard, they were sort of live recordings there of the Lewis family. And anyway, that brings back a lot of memories for me. If you've ever been or ever went to one of the Lewis family festivals, they were very memorable. Let's quieten down. Here's Herschel Sizemore now. He's the mandolin player's mandolin player. Everyone who played mandolin quotes Herschel Sizemore as being one of their influences. Absolutely amazing. And this is a CD of his songs. It's called Be Natural, because he was very good at playing out of the key of B. The song was written by him. It's a tune. It's called Tambor's Waltz. And Herschel's playing mandolin. Terry Borkum's playing banjo, Jimmy Haley a rhythm guitar, Ron Stewart playing fiddle, Mike Bubb is on bass, and if there's a harmony mandolin in it, it's Alan Bybee playing it. And this is Tambor's Waltz from Herschel Sizemore. Let's listen. Something a little bit different, isn't it? It's a mandolin waltz tune for you. I hope you enjoyed that. Big shout out to all the people listening on podcast. Thanks very much for tuning into the podcast wherever you do it. I realise some of you probably get it from Free FM direct from our webpage. That's great. You can listen to a whole bunch of shows I've got archived there. Maybe iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, whole bunch of different ways. We're no longer available on Spotify, of course, but if you listened on Spotify, you won't be hearing this message anyway. and lots of people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand and Canada and the USA as well. Thank you very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I probably have a different take on bluegrass music from many other shows like this, but that's good. I get to talk about the people I like, the music that I like, and I always try and find something there that I think would be a bit of a gem for you. Now we're going to listen to Grasstown. And from their album, Kicking Up Dust. And it's got a picture of this great old car on the front on the red. It's, if you like classic cars, it's pretty good one. Kicking Up Dust is just a good tune. We've got Alan Bybee playing mandolin, Steve Gully on guitar, Justin Jenkins on banjo, Adam Haynes on fiddle, and Cameron Keller on bass, and they do a pretty good job on this tune, Blue Rocking Chair.
Children are gone, all my dear children are
wasn't it? And it's a good song, great picking, good solid songs. It's all about the songs, isn't it? It really is. You know, you can sort of put your picking to anything really and make it into a bluegrass song. But you need to have good material, good songs, and the good songs last. That's why we're still doing some songs that came out 60 years ago, 70, 80 years ago, even further. The good songs stayed, the old songs disappeared. Sometimes you get these old songbooks in the op shops and things like that, and you look at them and you think, these are weird songs, and then you find one that you know and you think, I know that one, how come I know that one? It was a good one, it lasted. When we did the opening track, Dobro on the Loose, in our recording session in Sydney, we recorded a bunch of other tunes as well for an album called Fresh from the Country, and one of the tunes that we recorded was one of our favourite fiddle tunes that Colleen played beautifully, and it was a Kenny Baker tune called Doc Harris the Fisherman, and I'm going to play that one for you now. It's a good opportunity to feature the fiddle playing of Colleen Trenwith. Excellent playing. Sounds like this. Harris the Fisherman. It was a tune that Kenny Baker wrote to honour his friend Doc Harris, who he used to go fishing with. And what a perfect name for the tune it was. Hope you enjoyed that. It did be good to hear it again. Lovely guitar solo from Colin Watson there. Here's the Gibson Brothers from their album Help My Brother, came out about 2012, and there's two Gibson brothers, Eric and Lee, and they've got Clayton Campbell on fiddle, Joe Walsh on mandolin, and Mike Barber on upright bass, and they've got some excellent songs on here. The one I've chosen is I'll Love Nobody But You, the Gibson Brothers. Thank you.
my girl. Oh, yes, believe me, it's true. Oh, yes, I love nobody but you.
A great song, boy, it really clips along and it's got a very great vocal riff in there that sounds good. That was the Gibson Brothers. Time for a gospel song, always time for a gospel song. This is from the band Front Range from the album One Beautiful Day. It's Bob Amos is a songwriter and the guitarist and does most of the lead vocals. Mike Lentz on mandolin and tenor vocals. Ron Lyman, Lynam on banjo and bass vocals. And Bob Dick on acoustic bass. And this is a song called Sing Praises to the King.
Church that means so much to me. We would gather there each Sunday morning to stand and sing our praises to the King. Sing the songs that tell the sacred story. Lift your voice and make the heavens ring. Praise the blessed Lord in all his glory. Stand and sing praises to the King. Sacred story. Lift your voice and make the heavens ring. Praise the blessed Lord in all his glory. Stand and sing praises to the King. And make the heavens ring. Praise the blessed Lord in all his glory. Stand and sing praises to the King. Stand and sing praises to the King.
The whole album is full of great songs, and I just liked his approach to the music, sort of laid back, cut back, and very clean sounding bluegrass music. Excellent. One of my favourite performers has always been Laurie Lewis, and I've enjoyed her music for many, many years, since I saw her in 1990. Saw her on TV. She was doing a song called I'm Gonna Be the Wind, and I was entranced by the song, and I sort of followed her music ever since, and met and talked to Laurie and in my one of my visits to the San Francisco Bay Area, and she's a highly respected performer there, and together with Tom Rosen they did some great music. And this album, Guest House, is one of my favourites. Got some lovely songs on it, and I've picked out a song, Old Dan Tucker, and she says in the notes here, being of the same age, we both have known the song since the second grade. Thanks to Tom Diamond for turning us on to the Grandpa Jones's wild version. So Laurie Lewis is doing vocals, fiddle and a bit of guitar. Tom Rosen is doing vocals and mandolin and a bit of guitar. They got Todd Sikafusa on string bass, Craig Smith on banjo, and Scott Huffman on guitar on these tracks. And this is one called Old Dan Tucker, and I hope you enjoy it.
The night I heard the noise, I saw the fight. The watchman was a-running around, crying, Old Dan Tucker's come to town. Get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker. Out of the way, Old Dan Tucker. Get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker. You're too late to get your supper. Old Dan Tucker went to town, riding the goat and leading the hound. Hound gave a yell and the goat gave a jump. Left Old Dan, straddle up stump. Get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker. Out of the way, Old Dan Tucker. Get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker. Sun. Folks said, you know, this can't be done. Well, Dan just laughed with all his might. What do you think? I'm crazy. I'm going at night. Get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker. Out of the way, Old Dan Tucker. Get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker. You're too late to eat your supper. Dan went to the dock, and the doc said, son, take off your clothes, stick out your tongue. Now stand by the window, and Dan asked why. Doc said, I'm mad at that neighbor guy. Get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker. Out of the way, Old Dan Tucker. Get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker. You're too late to eat your supper. Dan, if it had four bit chickens, Dan, get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker. You're too late to get your supper. Supper's over, dinner's cooking. Old Dan Tucker just standing looking.
Great version. Well, we've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. Thank you very much for tuning in. We'll take it out with a tune from Mike Compton's fairly recent album, Rare and Fine, Uncommon Tunes of Bill Monroe, where he's taken snippets of tunes that Bill Monroe was working on and turned them into real tunes. Jeremy Stevens on guitar, Russ Carson on banjo, Mike Bubb on bass, Shad Cobb and Michael Cleveland on fiddle in this particular track that I've just, and Laura Orshaw on fiddle as well, three fiddles, and Mike Compton playing mandolin, of course. And this is one called Big Spring. Thanks very much. See you again next time. Bye.
Diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.